At issue in the suit was a once-through cooling system at the coal-fired power plant owned by We Energies, Madison Gas and Electric, and Wisconsin Public Power. Clean Wisconsin and the Sierra Club filed suit over the DNR's issuing a permit allowing the use of that cooling system.
If the advocates would have prevailed, this could have cost, you know, the utility $500 million to $1 billion to come up with a new cooling system and significant delays to the operation of the plant.
Instead, Clean Wisconsin Executive Director Mark Redston says the utilities will fund $4 million per year from 2010 through 2035 for projects to address water quality in Lake Michigan. Redston says that will alleviate some of the negative impacts of the cooling system.
It does have an impact on toxic loading, on thermal standards for the lake. Yeah, there are definitely impacts to once-through cooling, which is why we brought the challenge to the permit in the first place.
Other terms of the settlement, We Energies will retire two coal-fired plants at Presque Isle, Michigan, and ask the Public Service Commission for approval to construct 50 megawatts of 100% biomass-fueled power in Wisconsin. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.